And I'm going to try to take notes and run this, so because I'm secretary. And do I, and Rocky, you're going to have to help me out here. So do I ask for, do I take roll first, right?
Yeah, so we can talk about the call to order, talk about the team's structure, and then
Oh
do the roll
boy.
call. Yes.
Do you want to talk about the teams for me?
Sure. So for anyone that's here, this is our virtual environment. We get to be wherever we want in the background, as I'm here on the East Fork of the Lewis River. When you're not speaking, please mute yourself, and that can be at the top of your screen. You'll see a little microphone. You can just click that, and a line will go through it. And then that way, we just don't hear any background noise. And sometimes the speakers, you can hear other people talking. So that just helps with that. You also can turn off your little camera if you need to, as Eric is doing there. You see a little circle picture. So the opportunities. So when we do have the public, is the public can call in or log into this, and then during the public comment period, we will call upon them to make any public comments, and Jessica will walk us through that when we get there. Other than that, this is our second meeting with Teams. We transitioned over from that other system, WebEx, and so hopefully seems like everyone's getting logged in and working well. So we'll struggle through this. Sorry, I cut my finger and I just tapped it on the keyboard. You know, it's one of those little all of a sudden ouchy moments. So I apologize. So with that, roll call, ma'am.
All right, I'm just going to go down the list and I only take, do I take roll call? It's just for board members, correct? Okay, so John Spencer. I don't see him or hear him.
Not here yet.
Stacy Kaiser, I'm here. Felix.
I'm here.
Thank you. Donald Meeks.
Present in mind and body.
James Couts.
He is late.
Late.
Coming later.
Teresa and Teresa Meyer.
Yep, Teresa is
here. I'm muted. I'm here.
And from our school liaisons, we've got Nicole here, but Kale is not with us yet. And from the Parks Foundation, these are our ex officio members, I guess is the right term. Delan is present and accounted for. All right.
All right.
And did everyone get a copy of the minutes?
Or see the minutes?
Perfect.
And we've got two sets of minutes, I think, that we need to approve today. We have the December 14th meeting and also the January 11th meeting. So I guess I'll do the December one first. Do I have a motion to approve? Oh, there's John, his wonderfulness.
Sorry for my tardiness, guys. My apologies for being late. I showed up as soon as I felt like it.
So, John, we've gone through roll call, and I just asked for a motion to approve the December 14th, 2021 meeting minutes.
So moved.
And do I have a second?
Felix, I second that.
And all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? And motion carried. And then for the second set of minutes, do I have a motion to adopt the January 11th, 2022 meeting minutes as presented?
Also so moved.
And do I have a second?
Felix, I was taking that.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And motion carried. So now on to public comment. So Jessica, do we have any public comment this month?
No, there was nothing submitted in the inbox.
Do we have anyone online that can raise their hand? And that's that little button at the top there. So you can raise your hand. Here, I'll do it so you can see. Or if you're on a cell phone, which I don't think we have anyone calling on a cell phone, so we don't have to give them that code, do we? All right, seeing no hands raised.
So no public comment. And so I guess with that, we can move on to the manager's report.
Oh, thank you, acting chair, Stacy. So for the record, Rocky Houston, Parks and Lands Division Manager. So last month has been busy, as it always is. It seems like it's a tornado that never stops. So currently we have, I think, 7 openings throughout the division. We've got 3 in interviews right now. All those are with our lands section. So we've got our lands coordinator and 2 compliance 9-month positions that we have interviews. I think next week we'll have our 2nd interview for the lands coordinator. So that position's been repurposed, refocused, and it's where it's going to be working as the liaison for our railroad, as well as our lands program, so legacy lands and some of that. So in addition, we have 2 that just opened up for recruitment. One of those is in the internal phase, because it's a union position, so union members get 10 days to review it before it goes out to the public. The other one, and that's our farm, our heritage farm technician, I think is the right term. So we're hoping to get that filled as soon as possible. We also have Grant's position, which is our program coordinator 1, just went out on the table. So that'll be our contracts and asset management in our planning and program team. And then the other positions, we're waiting for us to get all the approvals. So we have when someone retires, they have vacation. So we have to wait for that vacation to kind of hit our budget before we can rehire. So that's, we're waiting for a lead worker on that. And the other one, we're in an open recruitment. So Jessica has